The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Thank you. I probably tell you every day, but I will continue to tell you how much I appreciate our audience. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Hope you had a great weekend. We begin another new week of broadcasting, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm just going to mention this real quick because we have not officially begun our Salvation Army campaign. We haven't. We haven't. We have not officially begun, so we're not going to take all day. In fact, we're not going to take hardly any time at all. But I'm just praying that we can get a huge head start even before we officially start the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. And you can go to thewordcolumbus.com right now and donate. The Salvation Army Red Kettle banner should be there. Our virtual Red Kettle is there, and it's swinging. And right now, it's empty. Let's not keep it empty very much longer, all right? Somebody needs to start it, and I hope that, I don't know, two, three, four, five of you would even before the official beginning of our campaign, that at least a few of you would go to thewordcolumbus.com and drop some dollars into the kettle. It's a virtual kettle. It's secure. You can do it very quickly. I'm looking at it right now. Thewordcolumbus.com. Look for the Salvation Army banner. If it's not there, hit refresh, and it should be up at the top. Should be a big banner. Just click on it, and you can give. My heart's desire is that we break all records this year because the Salvation Army is under vicious attack. It's under vicious attack. And the Christian community in Central Ohio needs to stand up and partner with Salvation Army this year more than any year previously. All right? So go to thewordcolumbus.com. The word Columbus.com. And all right. All right. Gifts are coming in. We got our first. Well, praise God. Our first person just dropped some money in the virtual kettle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. It has now begun. Who's going to be next? Again, all right. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on because we haven't even started. I just want to get a big head start. Okay, thewordcolumbus.com, Salvation Army banner. If you don't see it, hit refresh. Yeah, I'd like to be halfway to our goal when we officially start the campaign. Wouldn't that be incredible? All right. This is bizarre, folks. I hope nobody, particularly our Catholic friends in our audience, and I have a lot of Catholics who listen to this program. And if you listen on a regular basis, I'm not a Catholic basher. I am not Catholic. I have some serious disagreements with some major Catholic doctrine, and serious Catholics have some major disagreements with me, and that's fine. That's fine. We discuss it. But this Pope is getting more and more bizarre and is leaning farther and farther to the left and is showing more and more of his socialistic Marxist roots. Here's the latest in the bizarre things. Headline, Pope Francis condemns catastrophic bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Pope Francis has condemned the evil bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, calling the attacks a tragic episode in human history. Well, I would agree with that. But we were attacked first, and most, not just a few, most history scholars who are objective believe that by dropping the bombs, the two atomic bombs, hundreds of thousands of lives were saved. Now, thousands of people were killed. No doubt about that. And that is tragic. That is terrible that they died. But the United States retaliated against attack, and it brought the war to an end. And because of that, probably hundreds of thousands, in fact, I've read some scholars who believe possibly millions of lives were saved. But the Pope said, quote, I will soon visit Nagasaki and Hiroshima, where I will offer prayers for the victims of the catastrophic bombing of these two cities. All right, now this is a little theological difference. Why pray for them? Their eternal destiny was determined a long, long, long time ago, and there is nothing that anyone can do, including the Pope himself, to change anything for the victims of the bombing. I don't understand. Pray for the victims? They've been dead now for, what, 65, 70 years? But anyway. I will offer prayers for the victims of the catastrophic bombing of these two cities and echo your own prophetic calls for nuclear disarmament. Quote, this past week, Francis sent a video message to the people of Japan denouncing the use of nuclear weapons as immoral. What about the attack on Pearl Harbor? The Pope is condemning the United States of America and calling our attack, the dropping of the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, as evil and immoral. But he says absolutely nothing about the fact that Japan started it. They attacked us at Pearl Harbor. Now, people died. Is a person's life that was killed by a nuclear bomb more important than a person's life who was killed by a traditional bomb? The bombs that were dropped on our ships in Pearl Harbor? This is so typical of the social justice movement, so typical of the Marxist socialist tendencies of these social justice warriors. Quote, your country is very aware of the suffering caused by war. Together with you, I pray that the destructive power of nuclear weapons will never be unleashed again in human history. Using nuclear weapons is immoral. He said that about three times. Again, what about conventional bombs? A person who is killed by an atomic weapon is no more dead than a person killed by a traditional bomb. If you're dead, you're dead. If you're killed, you're killed. The Vatican Secretary of State said this month Pope Francis will call for the total elimination of nuclear weapons. Last year, the Pope distributed postcards featuring the photo of a Japanese boy carrying his dead brother after the U.S. bombing of Nagasaki. Do you think he sent any postcards of people carrying dead people at Pearl Harbor? I don't think so. This Pope continues to sow seeds of dissonance, division. Most Catholics that I know are fed up with this Pope. I just wonder how long the church is going to put up with it. I don't know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I've got a very special guest at the bottom of the hour. If you really want your church to have an impact on the kids in your community, there is a way that your church can teach kids in your neighborhood the Bible at your church. Well, that's unconstitutional. No, it's not unconstitutional. Well, they would never allow it. They will. And some really exciting news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Did you hear about this? Now, this, I don't know. There's got to be a spiritual application here somewhere. But possibly the biggest, largest, most expensive burglary in world history happened today. It happened early this morning. It happened overnight, last night, this morning. Dresden, Germany's Royal Palace Museum was burgled. It was broken into. The area that was broken into is called the Green Vault. It is world famous, has some of the world's most expensive jewels, etc. Thieves broke in over the weekend, again, like 4 o'clock this morning, it happened German time, and it is estimated, you ready for this? It is estimated that the burglars made off with over 1 billion euros worth of jewels, etc. Now, I should have looked up the current exchange rate, but 1 billion euros is a whole lot more than $1 billion. I don't know. I should have looked it up. But anyway, the headlines all over the world are trumpeting this. The largest break-in, the largest jewel theft in world history happened this morning in Dresden, Germany. The Green Vault, and here's, this isn't real ingenious. They found out the power source for the security alarm. And the power source was a substation just down the street from the museum. They started a small fire. Thank you. Jeff's looking it up. 1 euro is 1.10. Do the math on that, Jeff. 1 billion times 1.10. And if your calculator will go that high, sometimes the calculators won't go that high. But anyway, they found out the power source, and there was a small electric substation down the street, 110 billion. Almost 111 billion. Okay, thank you. Almost 111 billion dollars worth of jewels. All right, anyway, they found
it. It's 1,100,000,000.
Oh, 1,100,000,000 change. I'm sorry. I was looking out of the corner of my eye while I was trying to read as well. 1,100,000,000. Thank you, Jeff. 1,100,000,000. Thank you. So they found the power source, a small substation that was easily accessible. They started a small fire in the substation, which cut off the electricity to the museum, which shut down the security system. Hello, you would think they would have multiple backups. And the weird thing is, shut off all of the electricity to the museum, to the security, but it didn't shut off the security cameras. So they actually got good pictures, although they're in masks and all that stuff. But they broke through a metal grate that has been there since the early 1800s. They went through the bars. They're very tiny. They're very little. They got inside. They had a sledgehammer, and they just began breaking the glass. And again, you would think that with billions of dollars or $1 billion, they would have bulletproof, smashproof. But anyway, the bottom line, two burglars made off with over 1 billion euros worth of jewels. They are considered, in fact, they are having trouble estimating the worth because they're saying that they are priceless. The historical value is inestimable. Cultural, historical value, blah, 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 blah. And they also have a picture of the getaway car. It was an Audi A6, but they don't have the license number. And the museum has issued a plea to the burglars that they will... They're huge diamonds, huge rubies, huge sapphires. How are they going to sell them? You know, how are they going to fence them? So the museum has issued a plea to the robbers saying these are of cultural value to the history of Germany. Please don't do anything to melt them down, to cut the jewels, to divide them because of the cultural value. I see a movie, don't you? Yeah, I see a movie in the future. And I also believe it'll probably be just a few days before these guys are caught. But anyway, I just thought you might be interested. The world's largest jewelry theft ever occurred early this morning in Dresden, Germany, in the Dresden Royal Palace, what they call the Green Vault. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there'll be a movie. All right. That's very frivolous to us, but I thought you might be interested. Hey, when we come back, something really important. It is possible for your local church to teach the Bible to public school students. You didn't think that's possible? Hang on, we'll tell you how.